morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're living in very uncertain and unprecedented times right now, and unfortunately we have had to cancel or postpone many of our upcoming Extension events. If you have questions about any events that were scheduled or are scheduled to happen, we do encourage you to check our website, Facebook page, or call the Extension office, and we would be more than happy to answer any questions as best we can, although I acknowledge that a lot of information coming out is changing very rapidly, and we are trying to respond to that and address any of those questions and concerns as quickly as we can. So we appreciate your questions, and we also appreciate your patience in answering them. I want to share with you that for now, the Cass County Extension office will be closed for walk-in traffic to the public, effective immediately through Friday, April 3rd. We will be available by phone and email, and we will have a staff person in the office during this time, but you will not be able to walk into the office without first calling for an appointment. If you need an item picked up from the Extension office, you're encouraged to call in advance and make an appointment, and staff will meet you at the door. We are doing this out of an abundance of caution to protect the safety and health of our community and staff, and we appreciate your cooperation as we work to figure out the best way to serve our clients as we do this. As we react to the COVID-19 virus, the novel coronavirus that is spreading rapidly across the U.S. at this point, I want to share with you several resources that ISU Extension and Outreach has put out to help those who may be struggling due to the novel coronavirus. First of all, our Science of Parenting specialists are putting out information on how to help children cope when the news is scary. Of course, all children are born with a unique temperament, and some are more sensitive to scary stories in the news or may worry about the safety and health of their loved ones. You may want to monitor the TV viewing of your children and watch for signs of stress. Be mindful of what we are watching and discussing when small ears are around, shares Melissa Rader, our human sciences specialist with ISU Extension. We also want to make sure we take time to listen and pick up on cues that children may be sending us. As schools and activities around the area are being canceled, children will notice a change in their routines and may not know how to react. Changes in behavior when young and old children may be a signal that your child is anxious over disturbing events in the news or changes in their own personal life. You can help children who are feeling distressed about safety cope with their fears by keeping regular routines as much as possible. Stick to your normal schedules and events. Children take comfort in even small rituals like dinner at the kitchen table and bedtime rituals. Knowing what will happen provides a feeling of security. You may want to watch your own emotions. Parents everywhere are very shocked and saddened. When the news is bad, children become ill or schedules change. Children are sensitive to emotions and can pick up on this and also become concerned as well. When adults maintain a calm and optimistic attitude, children will likely follow suit. Depending on the age of your child, you may want to have a conversation about current events. Find out what your child knows and what questions they have about the things they are seeing in the news and what's happening to their schedules and the world around them. Young children may not express their feelings as clearly, and they may express themselves through drawings or play. Regardless of the age, you can provide reassurance, clear up any misconceptions, talk with your child about what is happening to make them feel safe. You may want to limit your TV viewing or monitor it when you have children in the room. Young children may not know that scenes are repeating on news stations and that they are all the same event. Help your children find healthy ways to deal with their feelings, such as taking a walk together, reading a favorite book, or playing a board game as a family. You can also help your child take action if they continue to be concerned. Doing something together, such as sending a small donation or writing a letter of support, can help bring back a sense of control. And of course, if needed, you may want to seek professional help. You can contact the ISU Extension Iowa Concern Hotline by calling their toll-free number 1-800-447-1985. The Iowa Concern Hotline is a great resource statewide for anyone and is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at no charge. Beyond just taking care of the youth in your life, taking care of yourself and managing your stress through this change that we are all experiencing in our daily life is very important. The Iowa Concern Hotline is one resource for folks who are stressed or concerned about changes in life, income, or more. The Iowa Concern Hotline is still available toll-free and has live chat capabilities and a website as well. Again, you can call 800-447-1985 and there are language interpretation services available at that number. You can also visit the Iowa Concern website to live chat with a stress counselor or email an expert regarding stress in legal, financial, crisis, or disaster issues. You can also call 211. This is a free comprehensive information and referral line linking Iowa residents to Health and Human Services program, and they are collaborating with the Iowa Department of Health currently to provide confidential assistance, stress counseling, education, and referral services related to the COVID-19 concerns specifically. You can also call the Disaster Help Hotline for anyone in the U.S., and they can refer you to resources as well. To take care of yourself during this stressful time, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention offers the following advice. You first want to avoid excessive exposure to media coverage. Keep informed, but try to limit the amount of news you take in about the COVID-19 outbreak, whether it's from social media, television, radio, newspapers, or magazines. Take time to take care of your body. Eat well-balanced meals, get plenty of rest, and build physical activity into your day, especially if your routine has changed and your common physical activity is no longer occurring. Take time to connect with others. If you have to talk to family members, friends, or colleagues about your concern, maintain those important relationships by going on a stay-at-home date with your partner or spouse, or connecting to family and friends electronically or via telephone. Maintain a sense of hope and positive thinking. Optimism will help us approach unpleasant circumstances in a more encouraging and helpful way. And do not be afraid to ask for help. As we mentioned, the resources such as Iowa Concern and the Iowa 211 hotline are great resources to find accurate information about the current status of the COVID-19 pandemic in Iowa. Of course, as we close our office, we do want to remind folks that we are still available by phone and online, and we encourage you to contact us, and we will be happy to help connect you with any resources that we have at our disposal. You can always call the Cass County Extension Office during business hours, 712-243-1132. Find more information on contacting staff via email at our Cass County Extension website, and follow our website and Facebook page for updated information on upcoming programs, cancellations, and we will also be sharing quite a few resources out through this trying time as well. Until next week, stay well. I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.